102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP is 7:21.
You saw a doctor already, or you have to go, Brett?
No, I'll go today.
Brett, our producer, self-diagnosed.
Would you go on that, WebMD?
That was one of them, one of the sites, on top of asking relatives who've had the same procedure.
Oh, yeah? Mm. All right.
I'll tell you, what's wrong with Brett?
Is it like, does your nuts hurt?
Oh.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I'll let you know later.
102.3 WBAB. I'll tell you the whole deal next. Long Island's number one rock station. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 7:24. Partly sunny and 50.
When did you feel it, Brett?
Friday during the show. Right before Holy Crap's Wheel of Death.
Oh, really?
Friday morning early?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I did a big stretch. And
like a stretch.
Yeah,
all the,
big stretch. And a few minutes later, I'm like, oh, what's that?
Not during the stretch?
No.
So where is the pain?
It's in your triangle area, between your stomach and...
Oh, in your pelvic and your area? And your peach?
Your little pelvic area.
And your peach?
Your little pubic area.
So you have like there. Is it an actual hernia?
We'll find out if it is.
Is it poking out?
It's a bump. It's raised.
Can we see it?
No. Why would you want to see it?
I'm only kidding.
I don't think you are.
I'm totally kidding. Trust me.
Okay. I'll show you if you want.
Although we could put a picture of it on the web and let people tell us what it is.
Yeah, we won't. No, it's not. Diagnosed, it's not physical. It's more. Hernia. It's more of if you're feeling it, you can feel the.
You want me to feel
raised?
It?
No, I don't want you to do it. That's fine.
We can't check your groin for bumps.
I appreciate your doctor.
I have a friend that's a doctor. I know these things.
Very good.
My dad's a TV repairman.
Yeah, right.
I can fix it.
When I called for the appointment today too, and I've gone to my, I see my doctor once or twice a year, and I called on Saturday asking for an appointment today. I said, I have weird hours. I get up at 4:30 in the morning, 2:30 in the afternoon. I said, I can only do it in the afternoon. Okay, 9:45 in the morning. Come on by. I said, no, I can't do it. How about Tuesday? Can we do Tuesday? She's like, we're going into March at that point.
You have a...
I'm like, this is a five-minute appointment. Mike, can I just...
You have a bump in your groin area.
This is... Don't doctors leave room for this kind of stuff? So I'm seeing another doctor at 3:45 who's also in the practice.
And what did you diagnose yourself with?
It's a hernia.
What's a...
The term is inguinal hernia. That's a good groin. I searched groin hernia, and that kept coming up. It says weight gain is the cause of it on top of genetics. And my dad had the same thing.
Your dad had it?
A few years ago.
Right.
So what's the pain like?
I can sit right now. I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
I lay down. I'm fine. If I get up and walk, you know, I'll feel... Getting up
you just feel and sitting like a, down like, does is... Does it just feel like a pulled muscle? Could it be just a pulled muscle?
Like, it feels like a pulled muscle, and it could be a pulled muscle. My guess is that it's not.
So it makes you like grab when it hurts. It makes you grab almost like it was a tight muscle. And you go, oh, like this when you like when you
I
get
say
up
moving,
suddenly
more,
or something.
It's more of like, you know, it's like,
I think
like
that's
you forget,
what happened
you forget
to me.
It's there.
Yeah.
And then when you move at first, you realize it's there. And you know, I'm thinking about snow shoveling. I'm thinking about taking the garbage out, bringing laundry up and down. You know, I'm trying to think of like stuff that I have to think about doing at this moment in time. On top, and the only correction is surgery. Otherwise, it gets worse over time. My dad waited a year until he was driving one day and had to pull over because he couldn't drive anymore.
Oh, my God. He probably had a basketball-sized thing coming out of there.
Yeah,
after that.
So he had, you know, at least I'm catching it in the beginning. So we'll see.
How long you laid up if you have to get surgery?
2 to 3 years.
I love it how we have
so,
that. I
love 2 to 3 years.
Good I'll start training. I'll go in disability. And we'll get some else in here. It's about 2 days. It says 48 hours on the couch.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So we'll get it done on like a Friday and see you Monday.
Yep.
My brand new groin. Intact. Nice big piece of mesh. Holding everything back.
And that's what they do, right? They insert the mesh.
Suppose it's your intestine, a piece of your intestine.
That's correct.
Sticking through the wall.
That's right. So the muscles give way eventually. They just do.
Like you're spackling a crack in the wall. You take a piece of wire mesh and...
Sound good, Ted?
So then back.
I actually have pain in my lower stomach right
See?
Now.
So then why do they say it's like getting hit in the nuts?
I think the pressure maybe can push go up against things that it's not supposed to.
Give that familiar
against.
Pain to you, maybe.
Yeah.
Oof.
So.
Self-diagnosed. It sounds like you're doing a good job. You might be accurate there.
I'll let you know tomorrow. Stay tuned. Same time, same station.
Good luck at the doctors. Oof. 728.
I, you know what's going to happen to him? He's going to get to the doctor today. He's going to come in tomorrow bitching about the same thing he bitched about last week when he had to take his kid to the doctor. I was in the lobby. I was there for a half an hour. And then I go, they triple booked these bastards.
Right. Well, I'm part of that triple booking today. I'm that last minute appointment.
Here's that with the roads.
Long Island Railroad, some delays.
U.S.
732, Roger and JP on BAB. Brett, our producer, has self-diagnosed an inguinal hernia. He looked for symptoms a lot, talked to his dad, other people in his family. Apparently, it's happened before, so he thinks that's what he has. He'll go to the doctor later today and says something about you get the surgery, and then over the weekend, you heal and back to work on Monday. This guy says otherwise. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a couple days before you can start moving again. You're out for 2 to 3 weeks.
Nice.
And that's what the doctor will tell you, 2 to 3 weeks that you're not going back to work.
Oh, dude, I got to get
diagnosed. But I'm sitting down, though.
Yeah. I got to get
diagnosed. He doesn't lift anything.
I got to get diagnosed. Yeah. Hey, listen,
you want to come with me?
If your doctor's prescribing surgeries, let me know.
You got it. You can come with me. You'll join on.
I'll come in.
We'll make someone else wait as
Thanks,
well.
Thanks, man. Later.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Fingers had that surgery done, and he was out for a few weeks. My buddy Tony had that surgery done, and he was out for a few weeks. And then, like, within a year, that same hernia popped on the other side.
Right, something to look forward to.
And he had to go through it all again.
We can't do the show without Brett for a few weeks.
All I got is time
That'd
and money.
Horrible.
That's all I got. Let's do this.
Show's in trouble. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Whoa, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 737, Brett, our producer's hernia, an inguinal hernia. It's like in the groin area, and it gives him like...
Well, we don't even know if it's that yet.
This is his self-diagnosis. He's done a little work. Intelligent guy. He might have already figured it out, but he'll find out officially today at the doctor. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
We have a little ball in his groin area.
Is that how you described it? Like a little lump right now, right?
The skin is raised. It's a, you know...
It's not a ball
if
yet.
If he got knocked in the head or something like that.
Just pop that sucker back in. That's all. You'll be fine, man.
Well, I am... They say you can, in my self-diagnosis, you can gently push
fine.
It in as well. But it's not a bump, though. It's just a whole area that's raised. So I am pushing down on it. It's not a marble or anything
Doesn't
like
hurt
that.
To push it back in?
If it was a marble, like, you know, the umbilical hernia, I have done a little bit from time to time. Where you stick your finger in your belly button and you go and you just push it in. And that's fun for a second.
Yeah. That's fun for a second.
That'll handle it for you.
Oh, all right, thank you.
What does it feel like when you pop it back in? Like, you just feel it like it just goes back under
the
muscle?
You see stars for a second.
Do you?
Briefly.
And then eventually it just makes its way back out again. Like,
there it is.
A few hours later, it's back.
I don't even know. It's not causing me pain.
Dude, don't you have a trip to Disney World coming up?
Sure do. Looking forward to it. Limping around.
3 WBAB. You have to learn to pace yourself. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP is 743, partly sunny and 50. Well, I mean, a lot of guys get little hernias here and there, some big hernias, but little lumps. I don't know, stuff pushes through the muscles wall eventually.
How come it's just like men? Do women get hernias too?
That women can get this as well.
They can, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're saying it's the intestine poking through the muscle?
Right.
Yep. So they use a mesh to hold it back. I had that right around my belly button, 3, 4, 5 years ago. I don't know, whatever it was.
Like, what would cause the pressure? You know what I'm saying? Like, something's got
to... to push it through?
Yeah.
Well, it's not so much pressure. It's the muscles give way. Your muscles are really strong and taut when you're young. And as you get older, they start to loosen a little. And then because it's just holding in your guts and everything. So eventually, it just pushes itself through.
I understand that. But there's got to be something that's causing pressure for the intestine. Well,
when you're lifting
something, against it.
Right. When you're lifting something, you're using muscles that you may not use... And if you're doing it over and over again, boom.
Somehow the muscles separate and out comes intestines.
Yay!
I don't want you to die, Brett.
I won't die. I just won't be here till summer.
And then we go on vacation, so we'll see you in October.
Perfect.
Brett will go to the doctor this afternoon to confirm this.
Oktoberfest, here we come.
Yeah.
We have a guy with experience, Brett, who'd like to talk to you. Go ahead.
I just went through that 3 weeks ago, and I kept on pushing it in and pushing it in and pushing it in. And the last time, it just blew right up. Like, this is football, and I seen stars.
Yeah.
When you can't push it in no more, you're going to cry like a baby, and I'm a grown man.
How long was the recovery time from the surgery?
My doctor wanted me out for 8 weeks, and I'm a truck driver. I deliver bananas and produce, and 3 weeks tops, and I was back to work.
And you're okay to be back in 3 weeks?
I'm okay. I'm good to go.
Is there any chance this isn't? Because I can't push this in at the moment. I can push on it, and it goes down, and it pops up, down, and up.
But it doesn't
I can't actually push it in. So is there any chance that this isn't a hernia?
Oh, it's definitely a hernia. I got actually have one on my left side. That's not bad. That's not bothering me. The one on my right side was severe. I was in agony pain.
Well, that could have been worse. Oh, that's definitely AIDS. Would have been a real way worse diagnosis right there.
All right. Hey, thank you. There's a guy with experience.
I would definitely take care of it, guys.
Thank you.
Later.
Bedside manner is fantastic.
Oh, that's definitely a hernia. Thanks, Doc. I mean, he may be right, and you may be right. We won't know until you go see the professionals this afternoon.
Just relax.
Doctor, my hernia is up here, not back there.
Just relax, Mr. Babar.
Let's hope, Brett. If it is what it is, you get it fixed, and hopefully the recovery time is not 8 weeks.
No, I hope it's a weekend.
7:46. It's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
On the LIE westbound, as you mean.